Even if you designed something you thought might work, trying it would involve reinfecting the entire population with something new.
Very true, Sinsky said, seeming unsurprised by what she had just heard.
But of course there is the bigger issue. We might not even want to counteract it.
Her words caught Sienna off guard.
I'm sorry? Ms. Brooks, I may disagree with Bertrand's methods, but his assessment of the state of the world is accurate. This planet is facing a serious overpopulation issue. If we manage to neutralize Bertrand's virus without a viable alternate plan, we are simply back at square one.
Sienna's shock must have been apparent, because Sinsky gave her a tired chuckle and added,
Not a viewpoint you expected to hear from me?
Sienna shook her head.
I guess I'm not sure what to expect anymore. Then perhaps I can surprise you again.
Sinsky went on.
As I mentioned earlier, leaders from top health agencies around the world will be gathering in Geneva in a matter of hours to discuss this crisis and prepare an action plan. I can't recall a gathering of greater significance in all my years at the WHO.
She leveled her gaze at the young doctor.
Sienna, I would like you to have a seat at that table.
Me? Sienna recoiled. I'm not a genetic engineer. I've told you everything I know. She pointed to Sinsky's notepad.
Everything I have to offer is right there in your notes.
Not by a long shot, Langdon interjected. Sienna, any meaningful debate about this virus will require context. Dr. Sinsky and her team will need to develop a moral framework to assess their response to this crisis. She obviously believes you are in a unique position to add to that dialogue.
My moral framework, I suspect, will not please the WHO.
Probably not, Langdon replied, which is all the more reason for you to be there. You are a member of a new breed of thinkers. You provide counterpoint. You can help them understand the mindset of visionaries like Bertrand, brilliant individuals whose convictions are so strong that they take matters into their own hands.
Bertrand was hardly the first.
No, Sinsky interjected, and he won't be the last. Every month, the WHO uncovers labs where scientists are dabbling in the gray areas of science. Everything from manipulating human stem cells to breeding chimeras, blended species that don't exist in nature. It's disturbing. Science is progressing so fast that nobody knows where the lines are drawn anymore.
Sienna had to agree. Just recently, two very respected virologists, Fouchier and Kawaoka, had created a highly pathogenic mutant H5N1 virus. Despite the researchers' purely academic intent, their new creation possessed certain capabilities that had alarmed biosecurity specialists and had created a firestorm of controversy online.
I'm afraid it's only going to get murkier, Sinsky said. We're on the verge of new technologies that we can't yet even imagine. And new philosophies as well, Sienna added. The transhumanist movement is about to explode from the shadows into the mainstream. One of its fundamental tenets is that we as humans have a moral obligation to participate in our evolutionary process, to use our technologies to advance the species, to create better humans, healthier, stronger, with higher functioning brains. Everything will soon be possible.